Yeah, well, business people in Traders Industry contacted me over the weekend to express their growing frustration regarding the bollards and the metal fencing which was erected on the street, leading to the, as you know, the subsequent reduction in car parking spaces, which is having a very serious and negative impact on every commercial outlet in the street. And, you know, given the dangerous condition of number 9, the High Street, they fully understand that council staff were left with no option but to cordon the building off. But, you know, they expected that action would have been taken by now to have the building either made safe or demolished. And I and my colleagues in the Borough District are very much aware of the significant efforts of the council's engineering staff to have the case resolved, and the business community are thankful for the updates provided them by the engineers. However, I think we're all now aware that commitments given by the reputed owners of the dangerous building have not been adhered to, and traders are now asking that the council take action, legal or otherwise, to have the matter resolved as a matter of urgency. The traders, and indeed the people who use the street on a daily basis, have more than been patient, but enough really is enough. And as I said at the meeting today, it's unacceptable for any individual or company to hold the street to ransom for such a length of time. And I ask the executive that action would be taken as a matter of urgency.
And we're coming into quite a busy trading period into the summer months. I'm sure those business people on High Street and residents in the area didn't expect to see all those bollards still in place.
Absolutely, that is the case. And there is a danger of some of those businesses going to the wall because of the lack of car parking spaces, and that's totally unacceptable.